What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I know you're a kind humanitarian man, and that's to be commended. Somebody has to be. But me personally, you know, given Joe Biden's track record, especially with his, you know, Ashley's diary and him pinching little girls on the nipple on TV and all sorts of stuff like this, and the war and all the lies. I mean, I wouldn't cry a tear if he fell off into a volcano over in Hawaii or something, you know.
Well... You know, I'm kind of iffy on that because, you know, I obviously disagree with the man's politics. I disagree with a lot of his personal behavior. And, you know, he certainly failed as a father in raising Hunter Biden and everything. But, you know, I draw the line. I draw the line at wishing anybody ill. You know, back when it was the Clintons that I was, dealing with. You know, I stop short of saying I wish them harm. I really, really don't. And it's sometimes hard to keep it separate. And I'm seeing on social media where a lot of people are very willing to cross that threshold. I'm just not one of them. And maybe it's because of Claire's fall last year. And maybe it's because I'm also an elderly gentleman. And I can break things if I fall. So what can I tell you?
Right. Well, empathy is a sign of a healthy personality. So
you can, okay. Well, you know, yep.
Take
okay.
comfort in that. Yeah. But the Stuart Rhodes, he got a lot of criticism, but you know, I've watched him over the years. I was tempted to join his organization. Right now, I'm glad I didn't get myself on that list. You know, if you look at the basic premise of Oath Keepers, is for police officers, government officials, military people, simply to obey their oath of enlistment, their oath of office. And so when you have the government crashing down on someone for that basic premise, I mean, that's kind of like a big neon sign that says we have an outlaw government.
We do. They don't follow their own laws. I mean, look at Title VIII and they do that open border.
Yep. And I don't know what's going to happen in the election. I'm not sure we're going to have a fair one.
I don't think
we will. It's just a big charade. Can you imagine if Russia was shelling Ukrainian towns before the war started? Because that's what the Ukraine was doing. And they have been doing throughout this war. Not aiming at, you know, they may aim at military targets, but they also aim at hospitals and homes and, you know, civilian areas, neighborhoods. And every day, just about on RT, you will find stuff that's not covered by the Western media. A little girl playing outside with her puppy gets blown away, you know, in a place that has no military people or infrastructure for miles. It's just a savage... call it what it is, terrorism.
Yeah.
And so it's terrorism. And so the United States is a state sponsor of terrorism. And so
against
is the
its
EU.
Own people.
Yeah. So everything's upside down, man. And the UN is worthless as an organization, as an impartial, you know, body. It's totally owned by the West, and I guess it always has been. I believe the land that it was, the UN building was built on, was donated by the Rockefeller family. And it's just, I don't know what to make of it. Like I said before, maybe it's time to pull up stakes and leave, but this country is still, with my little trip, you know, I saw what it is and what I remember it is still in little places, but these big cities and these centers of political power, they're just, it's like, they're like a cancer that's eating this country away.
I agree.
And the media is a joke. you know, the Society of Professional Journalism has a code of ethics. You can go to their website and read it. And they don't follow not one tenet of that code of ethics.
So, well, I think anyhow, these codes of ethics are just part of the propaganda that, you know, that we have a good government. And clearly, you know, so many of these organizations are not following these published codes of ethics.
Yeah, well, that's all I had, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you very much. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Deuterium.
Yes.
At the end of the last ice age, apparently the deuterium isotope on this planet increased by 30%. Now, this goes back to an article I was reading on SOT.net about flash frozen mammoths and what could have caused that. Well, apparently, I don't think it was the deuterium, but I mentioned Venus as a comet before, according to Velikovsky.
Yes.
And in a close approach to Earth, its deuterium isotope is 120 times what it is on Earth. Now, why we should suddenly get a 30% increase in our isotope ratios of deuterium is unexplainable by any other means that I'm aware of. And wasn't it the most accurate scientific study of Venus done by the Aztecs? In their codices, they had the periods of Venus to such a fine extent that we couldn't duplicate them until we had computers. And so both of those things to me tells me that there was a previous worldwide network, apparently our Acadian was the equivalent of American in the ancient past. That was the language used for trading tin from Pakistan with copper from Macedonia to make the Bronze Age. And when that broke down, of course, that was due to subsequent close approaches of Venus before it settled into its present
orbit.
Well,
I'm going to kind of stop you right now because, orbital simulations are very accurate, again, as you say, with modern computers. And, they have not only run simulations of the solar system looking into the future, but looking into the past. And they're not seeing any close approaches of Venus to the Earth, like you suggest. Now, as far as the deuterium levels, I just did a quick search, and I'm not able to support your claim that deuterium was 30% higher at some point in the past here. So, Joe, I think you're speculating, and I've read Velikovsky's Worlds in Collision, but that's been pretty much discredited at this particular point in time. So thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. I got this on Easter, but some of this was written in Christmas of this last year, and I wanted to read it. I hear people saying, I don't know what a conservative does, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I try to get people to go to Conservapedia if you want to really know some facts about stuff. But this is something, they said, a conservative is someone who promotes moral and economic values beneficial to all. A conservative is willing to learn and advocate insights of economics and the logic of the Bible for the benefit of all. A conservative favors a conserving value by not giving handouts to everyone who just don't really need them. That sound good?
Well, Ken, I'd like to respond to that, because when I was growing up, a conservative meant somebody who really believed in limited government. Going back to the Founding Fathers, there was an expression, that government governs best which governs least. That's opposed to the liberal philosophy, which says government should interfere in absolutely everything for the greater good. Unfortunately, we're seeing in liberal-dominated cities that that's not working out very well. And I am a conservative. I really do think the government has overreached itself in a lot of different areas. And I think one of the reasons why the United States is struggling to compete economically with other countries is the regulatory burden that is being put on American individuals and businesses by this ever-growing bureaucracy.
Well, that would be economic values not beneficial to everyone.
Okay.
And another thing, too, this is the words of a song. I'm miss that age, but it's from a 2015 NAA rock metal, Never Too Late, Three Day Grace. And it says, you always loved me when I couldn't love myself. No, you never turned away when I was begging for help. I can hear your voice when I walk through the pain. You showed me how to live, showed me that I can change. I could feel you catch me when I fall. And it was an anti-suicide anthem in 2006.
Well, yeah, you know, suicides are definitely on the rise, including our military. And the military don't even really have a clear, unified plan on how to deal with that issue. As far as, you know, the lyrics go, yeah, it's a nice song. And I'm struggling to sort of figure out what it is you're trying to say.
Well, I know your wife is a Christian, so...
Yes, she is.
I'm just trying to say that people ought to try it. Just try it. That's all God ever asks anybody, is to try it. But then people will say, well, I heard this. I don't remember who it was. I said, well, I don't want him to throw me out like he did Job. Oh, yeah, I know who it was. And I said, well, he knew that Job was going to come through it. It was pretty rough. But, you know, the whole book of Job is one that you could actually teach in the school and not really be teaching Christianity, because he had everything he needed. I've heard people say, well, you know, Job made a mistake because he said, what I feared has come upon me. Well, there might be a lot to that.
Okay, well, Pat, you know, I don't think that any religion from anywhere should be taught in the schools. I think the schools are for skill building, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, math, science, the arts, and so forth. We have churches to teach religion, and a lot of people attend them. Actually, that's attendance is currently in decline right now. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Daryl in Canada. Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. About your last subject before you took the break, about that looked like that kind of a shoulder fire missile that Mexican cartel guy had a picture of them.
Yeah,
it was apparently it was either one of these two. It was a Raytheon made Javelin. Apparently, it costs about $20,000 to make. They're selling it for $30 to $60 on the black market, apparently. And U.S. the ironic thing, U.S. is running out of them. Yet the cartels are showing. And they showed one picture of it. Well, you know, just like the drugs coming across or guns or whatever, usually maybe one gets caught and then 20 or maybe 100 get through. So who knows how many of those things are on the cartel right now. I mean, they also thought it might have been a Swedish disposable anti-tank missile. But, I mean, either one could do a lot of damage to whatever, I don't know what these cartels would be firing at. I guess, you know, the Border Patrol and especially,
probably,
actually, the Mexican police who are fighting and military, I'm sure, are really not too happy about this. I mean, is this any shock? Is anybody surprised about this? Maria Zakharova said just recently that Russians, they think that about $1 billion worth of a month, might be a little high, but $1 billion worth a month of this type of weaponry is being confiscated when it gets there and is being sold to criminal organizations and in the Middle East, Asia, Africa. And now, of course, you can
and
add the cartels to that.
And let's all the billions of dollars of weapons that Biden left in Afghanistan. I'm sure that part of that inventory is also on the black market.
Yeah, I never thought of that, but yeah, at the time I did, yeah, but it's funny, though, the coincidence. Why didn't we see that before, though? Now we're seeing it. Why didn't you see this a few months ago? It kind of coincides more with the more recent Ukraine situation. And anybody that doesn't think this is true, there's actually more of this than that one picture, because there are on the site called Tor. It's the black market. It's the I guess the dark web, they call it. I've never been there. I don't even know how to get on there. You need some type of IR. I don't know what it is, but there's all kinds of weaponry for sale there. Those are the people that sell like credit card numbers and all this other stuff, child porn, all this stuff apparently. So it's all there. Apparently, it's not just a fake or one picture. Somebody says, it's just one picture. There's all kinds of this stuff out there. Now, as far as Zelensky taking, he's apparently they've taken $40 million for himself and his cronies out of the 37 that has been sent, because only 37 has been sent, like you said, and there's 120 or something to be. So there's still plenty more for him to take. I'm sure he tries to let the weapons through, but he just takes the cash. There's two different things going, right? There's weapons,
yes,
and then there's cash. So he just takes the easy stuff. He takes the paper stuff. But that's why you hear a lot of Ukrainians and the military saying these weapons are not reaching the front. I guess some of them are, but they're skimming them off the top. It's probably not just the big wigs in Ukraine doing this. It's probably the little people, the generals or some of these other lesser military people that are taking these things and just, you know, using 9 out of 10 or 19 out of 20 and then selling them. But, I mean, you know, we're going to see a plane or something probably come down in the near future. With this, Mike, when you said and also there's all those weapons, those rifles and everything. Remember when the war started? The first thing that was talked about when they started giving Ukrainians when Kiev was looked like it was kind of in danger from the north from when the Russians moved in. The only people that really looked like any significant amounts of people that had those AR-15s were the criminal gangs shooting at each other. They weren't trying to shoot Russians. They were shooting each other. I got one more thing to talk about. Do I hear music or not? No?
No, we got one more minute before we go to commercial break.
Okay, great. I was out there. I was out on the balcony barbecuing when you told me this story. I didn't hear that about Zelensky. When he said he wants the Russians to pull out of Ukraine and 120-mile buffer zone in the Russian territory. I mean, I burst out into a tremendous laugh. I almost dropped the thing in my hand. People were looking at me. I mean, I've never heard that. I mean, Zelensky is a definition of delusional. They're losing to Russia, and Russia hasn't even begun to fight, basically. They can do so much more. I mean, what does he think? Who does he think he is? I mean, I know he's got the West help, but he doesn't have the troops. He doesn't have the equipment that can be done, you know, used in the right way by his troops, because all the best troops have been killed for the most part. I don't know what, like I say, delusional. And plus, you know, Putin is worried about civilians. He's worried about his own troops, and he's worried about what the media, the non-Western media, looks at him like, because he's a hero, kind of a hero to them worldwide. He's looked at the good guy. America and NATO looked at the bad guy. So he's very careful.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
But we have to take a break for commercials. So thank you for the phone call. 512-248-8252. We've got other callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People are getting stupid and now there's proof. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. This year's spring edition of Intelligence Online reported on IQ tests of 18 to 60-year-olds. The online magazine has been doing this study for quite some time, and this year's report was the first time that the average IQ of Americans dropped. Usually, the average IQ went up 3 to 5 points every decade. This time it went down. Well, look at the age range, 18 to 60-year-olds. Anyone under 48 was educated entirely under the Federal Department of Education. Those who predate the Department of Education are aging out of the study, skewing the average. Do we really need any more evidence that government, especially the federal government, should not be involved in educating our young people? Instead of critical thinking, young people are being taught sexuality. Logic and reason have become political correctness. History is now critical race theory. This is starting to look a lot like the plot from the movie Idiocracy. And if you own a firearm, then you need carry inserts. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cibus Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3 for details.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah. Hey, good day to you, Mike. Beautiful, crazy weather here in Florida. Beautiful one minute, and then, you know, stormy, but...
We've got clear blue skies here, which is weird because the iPhone weather app keeps saying we're going to have thunder showers in the next hour. They've been saying it all day, and it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I understand. Yep. Yeah, especially you. I'm a golfer, so the weather is really unpredictable here in Florida, but in Miami, South Florida. Hear what I'm talking about, Mike. Look what's going on right now. You got tumbling, bumbling, beady-eyed, crazy, tumbling, fumbling Biden. Falling off the jet today. You saw that, Mike, the video yet?
Yeah, he tripped over a sandbag that was being used to stabilize the teleprompter.
This is unbelievable, Mike. We're looking like, he looks like an ass clown as a commander-in-chief and the president of the United States. This is starting to look weak.
Well, it's not sending a good image to the American voter. It's not sending a good image to Putin. It's not sending a good image to Xi Jinping. And, It is embarrassing. I just hope he didn't give himself whiplash or something.
Well, yeah, Mike, this is a mess. We're in a real mess here.
Yes.
But here, Mike, I want to before I get going on, you had a couple good calls yesterday. I want to talk about. There's a few things really bugging me, but let's talk right now about George Soros, Mike. I just saw a report that Soros, and they arrested all these guys at the January 6th protest in there in the Capitol. But this guy, Soros, Mike, George Soros, It spent $44 million for DAs, liberal Marxist Bolshevik DAs, to become, and that's how you're going to take the power base down in this country, is get these DAs in there first. That's how you take over this country. That's exactly what Soros and these Marxist globalist Zionists are doing. And,
yes.
This guy's spending $44 million. Why isn't he in jail, Mike? We got people doing 15 years for January 6th that they only love the Constitution of the United States, but you got this guy who hates this country. He's spending millions and millions of dollars like Steyer, Bloomberg, Zuckerberg. I mean, Mike, what the hell is going on? I'm perplexed. I'm flipped. This is crazy. You got sore ass. Why did these protesters think about this? And I hear you got those keepers and all these imbeciles. Why didn't they say, you know what? We're not going to organize in Washington, D.C. We're going to find out where George Soros is living, and we're going to go to his house, and we're going to have, for 20 miles, we're going to have protests until this guy is held accountable like the Orban wants to do to him in Hungary. Come on, Mike.
Yes.
This is crazy.
It is.
This is crazy. Orban wants to arrest his ass. Excuse me?
I said I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, so these imbeciles go to Washington, they get arrested, and, you know, they were infiltrated, no question. Christopher Wray, you had four congressmen today, Mike, and this guy should be arrested. I don't know if you heard that. Scott Perry and Barbette, the woman, they're all saying this guy, Christopher Wray, should be in handcuffs and taking over to Leavenworth. I couldn't believe I was hearing that today. Mike?
Well, that's probably why he finally agreed to turn over that document to the House Oversight Committee.
Yeah, but they still Scott Perry still wants him arrested. He was on.
I would probably not be a bad idea, you know. And
yeah, but Mike,
yeah,
here's what I got to talk. This main thing that's bugging me today, and this is something I want everybody in RBN to understand. And everybody I call in Washington D.C. Matter of fact, I called there today, Mike. You know what the lady in switchboard told me in Washington? She
what?
Said, the last few days, we're being swamped with calls. I asked her point blank. So, are you getting a lot of calls? She goes, yeah, we haven't seen nothing like this too much. Just, we're being swamped now with calls. So I guess, you know, your message is getting out, Mike, and our man, because they're being hammered. People are calling their congresspeople. However, like Jerry said in Chicago, there's not enough representation for us. This is ridiculous. But Mike, here's what I mainly want to talk to you about. I want you to do a minute or so on this. Donald Trump just said today, Mike, and I just saw his speech, and I just read it again. I think Kelso was talking about it last night. I only could listen for a minute. Donald Trump is already saying, Mike, listen to this. The first half hour that he takes the presidency of the United States of America, his first action, Mike, you check this out on your computer, his first action is going to be to get rid of anchor babies and all illegals who came to this country
in the last
12 years.
I agree with that.
Donald Trump saying it, Mike. Now, I don't know I want to ask you what his avenue of, what would be his avenue to do this? I mean, because I'm sure he has the power, but he said the first thing he's doing, Mike, when he gets in the White House, 30 minutes, he's sitting down as president. Again, he is going to get rid of anchor babies. Anchor babies are, there will be no more such thing as anchor babies. A person's not going to go get pregnant in one country, come over here and drop the baby, and all of a sudden they're citizens. I totally agree with that. And I think
it depends where that is set. If that is actually in the immigration law, then Trump is going to have to get Congress to, to change the law. I don't know if he can do it with an executive order.
Well, it sounds like he's basically saying that he, Mike, that's what I ask if you maybe knew, because Trump is sounding like he's going to literally. First 30 minutes, he's going to sign an executive order that there'll be no such thing as an anchor baby. You have to be conceived in this country, or you have to be a citizen in this country. Then you go out of state and you get pregnant and you come back, and yeah, the baby could be an American citizen.
But this okay, is well, to Tom, with, Tom, Tom
on,
sorry to cut you off here. Yeah. We got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
Okay, welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones here, I did a little research during the commercial break. There are two places where citizenship birthright is established. One of them is in Title 8 USC Section 1401. A person is a United States national and citizen if the person is born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So Trump would have to literally put through Congress a motion to amend that section of the law to say, providing the parents are citizens or naturalized citizens or other such qualifier. The other area where they say that a person born in our country is automatically a citizen is basically an interpretation of the 14th Amendment. So it's, you know, Trump is talking tough, but his ability to actually do that, I don't think is really there, especially if the Democrats retain control of Congress next year, or if the Democrats retake the House next year, as it were. Okay, Kelly in Bastrop, Texas. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was listening to, was it Joe earlier who called to talk about deuterium?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, again, I'm a geochemist, and stuff like that's going to catch my attention, obviously.
Yes, understandable.
I listened to it, and what he said didn't make sense.
No, it didn't.
No, no. I mean, first off, deuterium is a heavy isotope of hydrogen. It's a heavy stable isotope of hydrogen.
Yes.
Tritium is a heavy unstable isotope of hydrogen.
Yeah, it's got a 12-year half-life.
12.43, that's right.
Okay.
Anyway, so in my dissertation research way back in the last century, I looked at the deuterium signatures in groundwater in the mountain, in the high mountains and deserts, the high deserts of West Texas. And you know what you see is deuterium is an indicator of a temperature and climate change over time. And what I found was that as you trace groundwater flow paths from recharge areas and mountainous areas down into the deep basins, there was a distinct change in the deuterium and oxygen 18 signature, such that the older the waters became along a flow path, the more negative the signatures were. And by negative, I mean they're we don't talk about the amount or the percent change in deuterium. We measure the abundance of deuterium with respect to an international standard in water called standard mean ocean water or Vienna standard mean ocean water. So in colder, wetter periods, such as in the distant past, the late Pleistocene, for example, where there was a lot of rainfall, those signatures were markedly more negative than they tend to be now.
Okay.
What I found was that along flow paths, didn't matter where it was out there, I could see a distinct change between very negative signatures to less negative signatures up in modern recharge areas, and that corresponded, although those slow paths and ages corresponded with carbon 14 age days. So I'm just trying to figure out exactly where he was going with that, because nothing he said made sense.
I let him talk in the spirit of the First Amendment, but there were a lot of red flags and things he said. When he started talking about Velikovsky, I kind of knew we were headed into a questionable area.
I when I hear Velikovsky, my mind just switches off. Okay. But anyway, but oxygen, ethane, and deuterium are widely used and very reliable indicators of climate change.
Okay.
And you can see that. You can see that. And so even over the course of a year, for example, between winter and summer precipitation, you can see a change in the Del 18 and the Del D signatures in rainfall during winter colder periods, colder seasons. You might expect to see more negative signatures, because what happens is you get more heavier rainfall in those periods of time. And then as the season warms up, then the signatures become less negative. Well, that stuff gets entrained into the groundwater system, and we can track it, which is exactly what I did, again, back in the last century. And others have done that as well. So where he was going with deuterium, I have no idea.
No,
I've sat here thinking, where are you going, Joe? I mean, I kept trying to figure out what your point is. But you have to understand why, what we use deuterium for. I mean, how we use it and why we use it. And before you go off on a tangent about whatever it is you were trying to say, because what he said made absolutely no sense. And if he was pulling some of that stuff from a hack like Velikovsky, then I'm not going to give it any credibility at that point. But I can point to some good literature if you'd like to, but. What he said, I know he probably confused a lot of people. He had me confused, because I knew right away what he didn't know what he was talking about. No. Anyway, that's all I really wanted to tell you, Mike.
All right. Well, I appreciate the input and the update on the importance of deuterium in determining long-term climate trends here. So thank you very much for the phone call here. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
First of all, I've got a message for Pat from Fort Worth. Pat, you like people to research things. Could you research the Russian Federation versus the Soviet Union? I think you got them mixed up. It wasn't the Russians that starved the people in Ukraine. That was the Zionist Bolsheviks. I think you need to find out about them and stop listening to Jeff Nyquist. He's living in the past. He He thinks it's all the Soviet Union. So, okay, and then my question to you, Mike. Okay, June 11th through 23rd, there's a huge NATO exercise going to happen with hundreds of planes and whatever, you know. Do you think it could go hot? They're going to go against Putin?
That's a very real possibility. You know,
that's what I'm worried about.
You know, they've been running all these war games and exercises, and I'm sure from Russia's point of view, at any time, you know, they could go hot. Supposedly, this idea, I mean, there's aircraft from something like 50 different nations. They could all of a sudden turn and provide cover for a ground assault.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's got to have his finger on the button because, you know, as soon as they make a wrong move, he's going to press the button, I think.
Yeah.
He's got no choice. They're forcing him into it. Just back off. Leave him alone.
Well, we have people in positions of power who are still dreaming of a one-world government, and obviously Russia and China don't want to go along with that. Actually, I don't want to go along with that, but you know, they're definitely turning the United States into something that will fit into the New World Order.
Yeah. Well, it's people like Pat who don't understand what Bolsheviks were. She thinks the Russians starved their people. She doesn't know the difference. And a lot of people don't know what Bolsheviks were.
Well, you know, the starvation wasn't really intentional, at least in one case. It was a government policy decision. I think it happened under Stalin, and it was called Lysenkoism. And the details of that is that there was this scientist who said that, you know, you could trigger early wheat growth, you know, by soaking and freezing the seeds. And then that early growth would be passed on to later generations. And Stalin wanted to prove how scientifically advanced the Soviet Union was. So he, rather than run a test to validate the theory, he ordered the entire agricultural sector of the Soviet Union to adopt Lysenko's method. And, of course, the following year, it was a disaster because the theory just did not work. That actually resulted in the Soviet Union having to buy grain from the United States, which at that time was a major agricultural exporter.
Yeah, that's true. And also, they had the five-year plans, three-year plans.
Yep.
They thought they could make all these plans. And you can see how that works out. Anyway,
well, the problem with the five-year plans is they were very rigid, and they didn't adapt to changing realities.
Right. Well, I just want, because Pat on another show said the Russians had starved all those people. And that wasn't true. Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you for the call here.
Could you keep us abreast of what's going on with that, with the NATO exercise?
Oh, yeah, I've already run several stories about it, and we're definitely going to be keeping an eye out. You know, it's clear there are a lot of people who really do want a new world war for whatever their reasons are. Certainly the defense contractors do. Lindsey Graham is definitely on board with, you know, let's go kill Putin and everything. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you doing today?
Doing all right.
All right, thanks for taking my call, man. Yeah, to follow up with the last caller, it's the whole Holodomor. Remember where the Soviet Bolshevik Jews starved to death, all the Ukrainians? I mean,
yeah,
we all know about that. But that wasn't what I was calling it about. So the picture from the Mexican cartels isn't a Javelin. It's an AT-4, like Alpha Tango 4. All right, so like I feel like that was going around. It's like disinformation or like some weird psyop that they're trying to push, like, because it's not... You can buy those on Amazon, empty, like, tubes for cheap. Like, it's like a little prop. But anyway, man, but if I could make one point, too, about Biden falling.
Yeah.
Remember when Hillary fell on 9/11? They had to, like, drag her into a car, and, like, she disappeared, and she came out all weird. you know, Biden's falling down. The same thing happened with, you know, Trump. They said he slipped downstairs and was unfit and falling over. Biden was falling upstairs. It's yep. just like they're all laughing in our faces. Like, I guarantee you, Biden, he's faking it. Like, he just thinks it's funny. Like, they're just laughing in our faces. And it's like,
I don't think so. I mean, that looked to me like a really serious fall. I mean, if it was being faked, you know, they would have arranged for a softer floor at the very least. They would have told Biden, you know, this is how you take a fall so you don't hurt yourself. I mean, you know, this is basic, you know, judo. You learn how to fall before you learn how to throw.
Like, he kind of fell in his face a little bit. I mean, I don't know, but then he stood back up and sat there and laughed, and it was fine. There was nothing wrong with him.
Well, he didn't stand up. I mean, he had to be helped. They physically picked him up off the ground and put him back on his feet.
The little Secret Service guys were there, and he exposed his pistol, too. And the one guy looked at him and was like, But, all right, that's fine. Yeah, but I'm just saying, I feel like it's theater. But if I can make another point with Tom, where has he been? Trump said he was going to take Title 8 away and ban all the dual citizens, like, a long time. He said that back in 2016. So he's saying it again today. What makes you think he's going to do it this time around? I mean, come on.
Well, again, we tend to overestimate what presidents are actually able to do. And you know, part of our problem is we got a bunch of politicians who haven't even read the Constitution. I mean, not too long ago, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came on out saying that gun ownership is not a right. And that tells us that she has not read the Constitution, certainly not the Bill of Rights.
I know, and I don't want to start going because you're going to get mad at me and be like, oh, I'm trying to push a narrative about Trump and the Second Amendment because I'm not even going to get into that. But I just thought that was funny. Like, maybe Tom was just trolling because it's like, how could he not remember that that was the main thing that Trump ran on back in 2016, that he was going to repeal Title 8 and do all that? Like, I don't... But anyway...
Cannot repeal Title 8. First of all, there's a lot of different things in Title 8, but any change to the... To the bills, any changes to the law have to start in Congress, and all Trump can do or all Biden can do is either sign them into law or veto them.
Okay, I got you. I just feel like the first thing, and I'm not trying to push notes, I'm just, because I remember, I have a good memory, I'm not a goldfish, that the first thing, if they put Trump in there again, because he's not going to be elected, it's a selection, it's not an election, Mike, come on, that he'll tell Hillary to take a bow again and thank her for her service. Like, that's the first thing he's going to do. But
was pretty nauseating.
Thank you for taking my call, Mike. You have a wonderful day. All right. Thank you, man.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to John in Michigan. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I'm just happy to get through. My son lives in northern Indiana in Weistown, so I'm familiar with your state and the fluoride issue is a big issue. We checked out the water around Indianapolis, and it's toxic.
Yes.
Like almost all city waters. But there's a book that was written. It's about minerals for the genetic code. It was written by about a doctor up here, and it was written by Charles Walters, who developed or produced the Acres USA magazine out of Austin. That's an agricultural magazine.
Yes.
And in the foreword in this book, Minerals for the Genetic Code, I would recommend everybody get this just to understand science, because I brought up the thing with your last deuterium. That's in the book, number 26. But what I wanted to say about fluoride is an old-timer here in the 90s told me that he grew up in a town in Texas where they didn't have cavities. What they did is they had a high concentration of natural fluoride in the water, but they also had magnesium, I think, and calcium. It wasn't the fluoride. It wasn't the fluoride that was protecting the teeth. My wife worked for a dentist for 10 years, and when asked about fluoride, he says it's a rat poison, and it doesn't protect the teeth at all. And the stuff that they're putting in the water is very toxic. It's from from aluminum and fertilizer production.
Yes.
So to get the whole history on this, it was discovered in the Nuremberg trials that the Nazis or whoever used it for calming the prisoners. Because it calcifies the thyroid, and that's where a lot of issues come from. And today is because fluoride is so extensive everywhere. It's in your nonstick pans, it's in your dental floss, And so the fluoride, we do not need the fluoride that they're putting in the water system. And the fluoride in the earth, if it's there, will be in your food, but I don't think it's the toxic acid that they're putting in for the teeth. And my, the dentist knew exactly what he was talking about, and they took it out of some cities here in Michigan, but Grand Rapids, Michigan was the first place they put it in, according to some research I've read recently, but it was in the... But it's if people just want to get this book for their own science interest, and
okay,
go through
John,
all the elements.
John, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
Thank you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're talking with John in Michigan. We're talking about fluoride, the pros and cons, and we were just talking about how it came out during the Nuremberg trials that the Nazi slave labor camps were fluoridating the water quite heavily in order to keep the prisoner population tranquilized and calm and not ready to run through the gates or something.
Oh, correct, Michael. And one thing I want people to check out on YouTube is Dr. Olrey, O-L-R-E-E on YouTube, Dr. Richard Olrey. He has so much to offer with milk and with the fluoride issue, but also his he's a chiropractor, acupuncturist, a physicist. He stated to me personally that selenium, which that one compound that we were just talking about, duridium or something, is in the same family. He said selenium is a cure for cancer. That's what he stated as far as keeping the body healthy. But the book itself is Minerals for the Genetic Code, and you can find it on Amazon or at his website. But Dr. Richard Olrey on YouTube is someone I think you'd find very interesting to listen to. He works with the Amish up here and down in Indiana at Shipshawana. He's a very honorable man, and very well. He's also very close to Dr. Brownstein, who has done research on iodine, which fluoride blocks the thyroid. It compromises the thyroid, and iodine will protect it. So, I really appreciate your time, and I want to just clarify people that this fluoride. I was just reading part of the foreword about it. It's not a natural additive to the water source, and the reason they're doing it is to dumb everybody down for sure and neutralize people, and it's very compromising. So even the dentists know that they're paid off by these lobbyists from the fertilizer and aluminum industry that put this stuff in the water.
Well, you know, with all that we've seen come on out, Purdue Pharmaceuticals and the Sackler family, and now we're finding out about, you know, all the cover-ups and corruption behind the COVID vaccines. I can't say that I'm particularly surprised.
Well, I think you'll be very well-versed in fluoride if you do check out Olrey's sites or on YouTube, and also the foreword in that book, Minerals for the Genetic Code, folks. It's a Bible of science that if you didn't get it, we'll give you some idea of what the elements and their purpose and the nutritional supplements that we take, what they do in our body. It's just a great, great read.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that information, and thank you very much for the phone call. We are coming up on the end of the show now, and this has been a very, very difficult time, I think, for our society. And maybe this kind of corruption was going on all along. I mean, we know that FBI corruption goes back at least to the JFK assassination. But because of the internet, we're now aware of the true nature of our nation and its rulers, which is why they're trying to figure out some way to drive everybody back to the controlled corporate media and find ways to shut down Republic Broadcasting and what really happened. And who knows what's going to happen in the near future. Anyway, there's the music. It's time to bring this show to an end. Stay tuned to the National Intel Report. Peter Serafin is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. Thanks to everybody who has donated. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.